12 minutes past 8, Mtokulu has been waiting to talk to us about the impact of all of that. Stage 6 load shedding. What does it mean for businesses, small, large, formal and informal?
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Mto, thank you so much for joining us today. To be more precise, advocate Mtokisi Ulu, president of the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. How are you today?
I'm well, Refilwe. Thank you for having us. Good morning.
For sure. Indeed, we've been freaking out all morning week, couple of weeks, about the impact of stage 4, stage 6, stage 2 load shedding on our lives from day to day. Businesses are equally and maybe even more frustrated and obviously have to observe the knock-on effect to their workers. As you look at what's on the go, what is what you see out there?
Yeah, the current situation at Eskom, I think, is probably the highest level of anxiety in the business community. Following what happened in July last year with the unrest and obviously COVID in 2020. So, and effectively, Eskom has dealt a huge blow on business, large and small, because now with the different stages, irrespective of what stage we are, we have great interruptions. You know, between, for instance, 4 and 6, you have a blackout so you can prepare for the day. Once you get going between 12 and 2, you're interrupted at peak hour. And then once again, in the evening, whether commuting or whether you run an evening business, either way, you are knocked on different sides. So effectively, half the productivity of the economy is taken out by Eskom. And we have a national crisis now. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem like those who are responsible are ranking it as a crisis. So as business, we have great anxiety. And I think it's probably the biggest knock at the same scale as COVID in 2020.
Financially, how much do you measure as the losses to business on a regular basis, if you look at all of the members of the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry?
So we look at the numbers because we are part of the national private sector conversation, and we estimated that around 700 million rands per stage per day. So at stage 6, we're losing north of 4 billion.
How many hundred? I'm sorry. Okay, 700.
700 million rands per stage per day. So at stage 6, it's 700 million times 6. You know, so it's north of 4 billion estimated to be loss-making from the formal economy that we can measure. But obviously, there's a lot of interruptions in between that you can't put into the real economy, because the loss that you have in lost meetings, lost productivity, and the challenges in commuting and unable to connect effectively, those numbers are intangible. You can't really measure them. So I will say to you, if you want to try and have a roundup number, it's probably about 1 billion per stage per day.
6 billion rand lost in economic activity per day at stage 6. I just want to be clear, including informal.
Yes, ma'am. Because that includes what we've measured in terms of direct productivity numbers. But then there's also other costs in between that businesses will measure at different levels with a different impact. I think you can comfortably say South African economy loses 1 billion rands per stage per day.
Now, you're the chairman of, or the president of, the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So you're a numbers guy, as you said. If you were president of the country, let's say, Nto, and you calculated 6 billion rand lost per day while somebody was burning 85 million liters of diesel, for example, and still, you know, coming through with a financial statement at close of business year of 21 billion rand in losses because of OGCTs, wouldn't you pull the handbrake on energy production at this particular point and figure out a new solution?
You have to do that. That's what we are calling upon this South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And we don't have a great sense of accountability from, say, 2018 to date on the plan that was put in place to turn around Eskom. Remember, if you know, in 2019, the president had to fly into the country when we had stage 6 for the first time. What has happened from the leadership point of view from that day when you flew in, when stage 6 was addressed in 2019, to now stage 6 becoming a norm? So what we have and our concern as a South African Chamber of Commerce is that nothing seems to be talking to each other at Eskom. The 9-point plan that came about in 2018 to turn around Eskom, and the fast track maintenance plan that they brought about in 2020 during the hard lockdown, and where we are now, we're none the wiser in terms of what the leadership of ESCOM is doing. Compounded to that is the fact that there's interministerial committees and there's a committee led by different politicians that's supposed to turn around the ESCOM. We have a committee that is focused on municipalities paying. There's a committee focused on economic sabotage and the protection of infrastructure. Where are all those plans? Where is the accountability of all that? So the problem is that at ESCOM, it seems like there's a different plan for every different crisis. Now everyone is rallying behind the unprotected strike. But what happened to all the other commitments and the fact that we were supposed to be turning ESCOM around with a definite plan? So what we believe is that there's lack of accountability both from the Ministry of Public Enterprises, the Ministry of Energy, and the Economic Cluster of Cabinet. Because the money, you always pay them out. You never stop the losses. You never stop the problems at blood level if you're not accountable in terms of plans that you put in. And you're not tracking them for South Africans to understand where we are, where are we failing, and what interventions do we need. You know, so if I can even ask you now.
Yes.
If I can ask you now, where are we with the 9-point plan that ESCOM board introduced in 2018? No one is accounting on that.
I mean, no.
Because every time we have a problem at ESCOM, we have a new statement, we have a new commitment. And that's what frustrates us as business, is that we have no plan, we have no sight of where we are, where we started, where we are, and what interventions we need in between. And that's the problem. So there's no accountability on ESCOM, and that's the biggest problem that we have as a country.
Well, it's minister. So, I mean, that was brought about, I believe, by Minister Pravin Gordhan. No, just lots of big promise and not an answer. I want to understand that there are knock-on effects. There are second-round effects beyond the 6 billion rand a day that we lose. And that is, of course, we are busy letting down clientele, domestic clientele, but importantly, because at least a domestic clientele is a captive market. But more importantly, our export partners. What kind of impact is load shedding having on those who are unable to deliver to our partners in Europe, in China and the like? And how soon is South Africa going to just be replaced?
Yeah, well, look, we have that problem and we are replaceable. Remember, in the bigger scheme of things, South Africa is not really a big economic player internationally. So we need to make sure that we protect our existing clients. But the problem is that South African energy crisis and ESCOM itself is a unique problem to South African producers. So if we are not able to define it properly, we can't even negotiate it as a force majeure, which you can put into your contract to say, if ESCOM gets to this stage, I won't be able to deliver. So when they just shut off like this, it looks like you are not delivering on your commitments. And because you're not protected in any contract, you can easily lose that business and you can't rely on the fact that ESCOM can produce, because you can't forecast. If you can forecast ESCOM's problems, you can put them into your negotiations, you can put them into your contracts, and you can protect your contract. But if it just happens like this, it looks like you're inefficient, looks like you're not planning as a country, and you know you can't deliver. So eventually they move to the better devil.
Right.
At least even if there are other energy problems, if they can manage them and they can project and inform their clients that we foresee certain challenges, at least people can work around them. But we can't work around the ESCOM like this. So therefore, we lose our negotiating capabilities and therefore we lose the business, because we are deemed to be unreliable and unpredictable, as ESCOM now seems to brand itself as.
You've told us what it is that you seek from government. We're not going to get the answers right away, but thank you very much for laying out in plain terms, particularly from a business perspective, how it is that we are being impacted by the shocking stage 6. Ntokisi Xulu, advocate Ntokisi Xulu, is the president of South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry.